So I thought I'd just do a quick three slides giving my thoughts, challenges, and summary of thinking from the LCA workshop. And yeah, I was going to ask Francois to put the slides up so you haven't got a large version of me on the screen that I could see. So if we move to the first slide. So, I mean, before we had the workshop, I knew that LCA was a complex topic. But I think having attended the workshop, it became apparent just how complex it is. And I wanted to take the time now just to thank all those who helped organize and present it, because it was extremely informative. And the really good presentations, I felt I learned a lot from the event. And thank you to Francois, our secretariat, too, for the efforts that he put into organizing it. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be there in person. My airline canceled the flight at very short notice, perhaps helping me to reduce my in-use phase carbon transport emissions. Maybe that was appropriate. But we heard a wide range of perspectives. We had academics, NGOs, think tanks, representatives of the manufacturers and the suppliers. And I think it's clear that there's a huge amount of activity in this field, and that activity has been going for many years, you know, over 25 years at least. And it was interesting to see the different angles that people came at this topic from. So each of the different representatives, I think, approached it from a different approach, a different angle. And that's really reflective of the reasons for doing an LCA. and there were different reasons given. So you might be doing it to inform policy decision making. You might be aiming to educate consumers to help them make better, more environmentally friendly choices in their purchasing decisions. You could be doing it to help guide your own technological developments and work out what the lowest carbon routes are for the future. Or indeed, looking across your supply chain and identifying the, you know, the hot spots, as I think it was mentioned, for improvement, where you can really drive down carbon. And it was also clear that while ISO methodology was mentioned many times and is well established, and that there are a number of standards in this area, that in itself doesn't provide harmonization. There's flexibility in the way you apply those standards, and so different assumptions are made, key assumptions, and that leads to different results. We saw comparisons of studies and the resulting differences that you see even when you might have expected similar outcomes. So I think there are clearly challenges that we face in achieving harmonization. So if we move to the next slide. So the thing that strikes me is there are a number of challenges. As I said, how do we harmonize this? We need to reduce the variability, but in doing that, we need to maintain relevance. And in fact, some of the causes of the differences that we were seeing are exactly because of things like regional variation, differences in real world usage, and differences that you might very well want to reflect when you do a LCA calculation in order to make it as representative as possible, to make it relevant to the particular situation that you're analyzing. So there's a tension there, I think, that we will need to have to work through between harmonization and specific actual data. There was also mention of how we deal with uncertainties, and you know, really quite large uncertainties being seen, some of the error bars or uncertainty bars shown on the plots were quite large. You get big overlaps in possible results, so we need to consider how to deal with that. And one of the key issues that came through for me was this question about primary data versus secondary data. So, you know, primary data, stuff that you're actually in control of, actual CO2 data, in many ways you think, well, if the aim here is to ensure that we're driving down carbon, then we really need to look at the actual figures. But of course, that may be pretty challenging to achieve that across the whole supply chain. And there was also, you know, there are well-established inventory databases that provide transparent, publicly available, consistent, harmonized figures that can be used. So there's, again, a tension there that we need to decide how we take that forward. And then there was a separate point which was made, which I picked up on, which is that, you know, from an environmental perspective, we can't just consider life cycle analysis. You might get a very low carbon result, but it's achieved through using an awful lot of energy that is generated low carbon. So we need to look at primary energy consumption too, because there's a limit, you know, there's a finite amount of energy produced. So if we move to the conclusions, thank you. I thought it was a really positive event. And the biggest message I got was, I think there was widespread agreement, strong agreement on the need for a harmonized global approach. So that was really good to hear. And I didn't hear anyone suggest that GRPE shouldn't take this forward. So that was really positive. And I think I hope everyone would agree that GRPE is well placed to take this work forward. It was clear that there's a divergence in views between different people that are applying life cycle analysis and the ways that you apply that. But as we were discussing earlier this morning, GRPE is you know, one of our expertise, if you like, is bringing people together and negotiating agreement where there's differences of opinions, and having, importantly, the transparency in how we do that. And that's going to be really important when we're tackling such complex issues. But it was also, I think we need to recognize that there is a lot of activity elsewhere, and we will need to maintain engagement with those other initiatives to make sure that we don't, as it was put by someone during the workshop, we don't create parallel harmonized life cycle analysis approaches. So, but I think, you know, hoping to create a segue into this, the discussion we're about to have, that the thing that struck me most was that we all need to agree and define exactly what our goal is for this work. Who's the audience? What is the purpose? And how will we use life cycle analysis to achieve that? So I think on that note, I will stop and allow others to express their views, and hopefully we can come to a common understanding on those questions. Thank you.